All right, it's the rundown. It is February 8th. It is brought to you by SeatGeek. Use the code RUNDOWN to get $10 off your first order. Use the code RUNDOWN and you'll get $10 off your first order. I kind of regret that I didn't go to the Bruins Rangers last night. Didn't even know they're here. Bruins trash them. It would have been a good game for me to use the SeatGeek stuff. $10 off your first order. I also think Bruins will
cycle the puck.
They're going to cycle the puck. They're going to put pucks on net. And they're going to break their own curse.
The Roan
curse.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. It's going to be quick.
The Bruins are going to break the Roan curse.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah. I think it's going to be very quick. Okay. The Bruins are, like, awesome. They're 33-11. I've started paying attention to hockey.
Look at this guy.
Yeah.
Blackhawks suck, so.
Yeah, no, the Bruins, are quite good.
I don't
watch good.
Eastern Conference hockey anyways.
Well, I think the Bruins start off about 500. They've won, like, 20 of the last 21. They're, like, awesome. Destroyed the Rangers yesterday.
Chase King-Henrik. Frankie must have been juiced about that.
Yeah, Frankie is so crazy. We went to do a pizza review today, and he's like the just casual. He's like, yeah, I edited a video to make it seem like King-Henrik was out of his crease last night, and it drove people crazy. He's like spending time falsifying
such
videos.
A sick fuck.
Look at
him. Okay, he's like, what, huh? What? You making fake videos of Henrik? It was a dirty edit.
He made a save on like a 4-on-1 rush, and like the puck drew him to the side. And so I started when he was on the side. I said, "Great positioning by the King here." And it just looked like he was way out of the crease. I had people threatening to like piss on Borelli's floor.
I mean, the still one of the greatest moments, like underrated moments. I don't even think we have it on video. Is when the Rangers got knocked out of the playoffs last year. And Frankie just, like, he actually almost made Glennie cry just by talking to him about how overrated King Henry
You've
was.
Had one cup since World War II.
I mean, today, Glennie walked in, I'm like, can you imagine? I knew he went to the game. Like, can you imagine those Ranger fans that went to the game last night? He just sat in his seat and he was just.
I love the spite.
He's obsessed with it. All right, the Cavs have stolen the headlines today because LeBron has traded his entire team away. Isaiah Thomas gone. His best friend D-Wade gone. Jay Crowder gone.
D-Rose gone. Shump gone.
Just everybody. They've retooled. Some people are saying they're better. I really don't know. How do you know if they're better? But
they're younger and more athletic,
which was their biggest problem,
be
right?
I mean,
it's still. I mean, and Kyrie Irving, that trade for Isaiah. No one can play with LeBron, I think, anymore, is what you're going to say. He's just an egotistical maniac.
Well, what about once he bounces on this team?
That, Dave.
What about after he bounces on this team? Well, I think Rodney Hood and.
He's totally going to bounce on this team.
This made it at least a little bit more possible that he would maybe stay.
Maybe.
I don't know about egotistical, Dave.
Oh, I do.
Okay. So there's a little Skip Portnoy of you.
Skip Portnoy.
You had his.
I mean, he ran Kyrie out.
No, Kyrie demanded a trade.
Because he couldn't stand playing with LeBron.
No, that's because he knew that LeBron, problem. He said, I'm not going to let LeBron control my destiny. If he leaves, I want to get out before he leaves.
That's because of LeBron. If LeBron said he would have stayed, he would stay.
But if you're the best player in the NBA.
I don't think he is.
Bro, people don't have a problem playing with LeBron. He brings you to the championship every
year. He makes players better.
I didn't know this was going to be a LeBron dick sucker.
No, it's not.
For
it's
almost
just
the entire past decade, if you play with this guy, you go to the finals. So it's not that bad to play with LeBron James.
Well, yet everyone hates him.
And, the Cavs at least are trying to do something this year, knowing that LeBron might leave. They sucked. And they were not a good team. And, we got to change everything
Maybe
up.
Maybe he passes the ball to open guys like last night. I mean, yeah, he hit the shot, but Isaiah is wide open at the top of the key. Refused to give him the ball. That guy hit a million shots for the Celtics. Isaiah can't play.
Boy, that Isaiah Thomas stint in Cleveland was.
Did not go well.
Ugly, man.
Isaiah Holy Thomas shit. Now is, like. Man. I think we can all admit that, what's his name? Brad Stevens is, Isaiah should just be sending him a Christmas card every year. Because
right.
He made Isaiah Thomas even be in a discussion where he was traded for Kyrie, which is an insane trade. Looking back, I thought that was an insane trade at the time. I think most people did. Kyrie is 10 times the player that Isaiah Thomas
I'd agree
is.
With that.
I think most people would agree that it was, they got the better end of it, but it wasn't
I'm the next pick also.
I'm going to go back, though, to what you said earlier, Dan. Kyrie didn't want to let LeBron control his destiny. That's on LeBron.
But, Dave, the best player in the world, he gets to decide. He doesn't have to. If he is as good as he is, why would he sign long-term deals when he can do two-year contracts? So, I don't think either side is to blame on that. Kyrie wanted to control his own destiny. LeBron has the right to control his own destiny. Yeah.
It's all so about it's not like one or the other.
Kyrie's like, what would you say Kyrie is a top five, top 10 player in the league? What would you say?
He's top 10 for sure. I don't know. So
if you're LeBron and you have him there, you would think, unlike how he has run his entire operation, you'd be like, I want you to stay here. Me and you can win together. How are we going to do this? He wouldn't do it, LeBron.
I mean, I think that's a two-way I think that's everybody has to look out for themselves in the NBA. So it's fine.
Like, LeBron is doing...
I don't blame anybody for...
I know... I think LeBron's a clown off the court. We've had this discussion a million times. But I never begrudge a player for controlling their own destiny. That's why I don't think Kyrie did anything wrong. I don't think LeBron's doing anything wrong.
You look at what happened to Blake Griffin. Like, he signs the max deal and he gets traded to Detroit. Right. Now, these guys are all like, we're going to... control of our own careers.
Yeah, any chance a player gets where they can be like, yo, I control this now, they should do it. So both guys were in the right there. Like, why would LeBron be like, yeah, Kyrie, I'm going to sign a 4-year deal just so I can stay?
For you, yeah.
Right.
Because he wants to win?
But he can go, like, everything can change.
He wants to win in Cleveland?
Everything can change in a year, in 2 years. Like, the Cleveland could then trade Kyrie, and then he could be fucked out of that. Like, he doesn't trust Dan Gilbert.
LeBron makes every decision in Cleveland.
But why would LeBron?
You don't think LeBron makes every decision?
I think
Cleveland
it's now getting. I think Dan Gilbert is getting a little power hungry. But yeah,
You think if LeBron stayed, they'd trade Cleveland without? I mean, Kyrie without LeBron's consent?
No, I think LeBron has no reason to sign a long-term deal.
If he wants to win in Cleveland and he needed Kyrie to stay, he would have needed to assure
him. He has no reason, though. Why would he not keep all his options open?
Because he wants to win in Cleveland.
But he can keep all his options open.
But he didn't because Kyrie left because of that.
But, Dave, why would anyone sign a contract for more years than they have to when they are the best player in the NBA and they can decide wherever they want to go?
Because
he
blew up the
Cavs. If they have a better place they want to win?
He says he wants to. Well, all right, so a better place than Cleveland.
I think it's pretty rare that NBA players are going to, like, get together and decide their futures together. Like
that seems like that happens a lot.
I mean, it happened basically with LeBron and the Heat.
And Wade, where they, like, agreed to come together. But I feel like it's not, like, the norm, really.
I mean, you guys have a very different take on this. That Kyrie left Cleveland because of LeBron. If LeBron assured him, or whatever you want to say, he'd still be there and they'd be by far the best.
Yeah, but I mean, couldn't you just say the flip side that, like, Kyrie should want to win in Cleveland and want to play with the best player in the world, so you do what
LeBron
says.
Yeah, but
LeBron
you don't trust LeBron. Has a history of not being trusted.
But why would he...
Because he left for the Heat?
Yeah.
But why would he agree... Like, it all comes down to why would LeBron agree to more years than he has to? Why would he ever put himself in a situation where he has to deal with Dan Gilbert and Dan Gilbert can go crazy at any moment when he can control his own destiny?
Because the same reason he went back to Cleveland in the first place. That's his hometown. He wants to win in Cleveland.
I get it, but he despises Dan Gilbert.
Okay, well then, I mean, he maybe shouldn't have gone back there.
I don't know how. I mean, I just don't see how anything today is spun as LeBron is being crazy. I think the Cavs are taking a shot at trying to put something together to win this year.
Has anybody ever made a move like this? I mean, this is Devlin was like, you can't even do this in 2K.
Right.
They traded their entire roster in an hour.
Right.
That's
and you
wild.
And the only way you could ever do it is if you have LeBron, because you know, someone was like, how are they going to, cobble together a roster mid-season? Well, when you have LeBron, he hides a lot of the weaknesses that could happen.
If it works, it's one of the all-time moves in sports.
There's no chance it's going to work.
I mean, I don't think they're going to win a title, but I'm saying if they make another run back to Eastern Conference, because
if they go to the finals this year, I would say it worked.
That's what I'm saying.
Because the team that they was constructed as of a day ago was not going to go to the finals.
I'd say no chance they're going to finals with this, but we'll see. And I also think you guys are giving him a wild free pass on the fact that he couldn't keep Kyrie with LeBron.
I just think that's a two-way street. I think Kyrie was being selfish too. I want to control my own destiny.
Right.
That's what LeBron was doing.
They both wanted to get fucked over in any way. Kyrie could do it at any time. Kyrie could, if LeBron said, I'll sign a 4-year deal, 2 years into it, Kyrie could be like, you know what? I don't want to play with LeBron anymore. I'm out. So then what? Then LeBron's locked into another 2 years.
You guys are saying if LeBron is the guy, which I'm not granting you at this point in his career. I'm not granting you that anymore. But if you're saying he's the guy and you trust him, then you should be able to make it work.
But Kyrie could at any moment lead, like,
I know,
do
but
the
you,
same
you,
thing.
I know, but you got to have trust in that if you're the best player in the world and you talk to him, that's not going to happen.
See, I think most of these guys now, in all pro sports, I mean, why would you have trust in anyone except for yourself? Like, this is Isaiah Thomas is a perfect example. He was, like, heartbroken that Boston traded him. Why would you ever trust anyone besides yourself?
Player to player is LeBron.
You can control your own destiny.
Because player to player is different, and LeBron runs the Cavs.
Okay, but you realize that if you can control your own destiny, you should always do that, no matter what. Like, you should never lock yourself in. Like, LeBron should never be like, I'm going to sign a 5-year
deal. Kyrie was doing it because he's afraid LeBron's going to leave.
Because he was not in control of his own destiny.
But because
he always want to be in control. Right.
Because he's afraid LeBron's going to leave. If LeBron talked to him and said, I'm not leaving, I'm going to stay here because I want to
there's
here.
A million reasons that you want to protect yourself from all of that.
Signing a 5-year deal when he can keep signing 2-year deals for more and more money as the cap goes up.
Because this team that just imploded would not have happened if Kyrie was there.
But I guess we're just never going to agree, but like
if you
have the ability to sign a 1-year deal for max money over and over and keep making all this
money. Like we're going around circles. If you want to win in Cleveland and you're LeBron James, you need Kyrie Irving. You as a leader have to step up and say, what do I have to do to keep you here? You didn't leave him in the lurch, and that's why he fucking left. How hard is that?
Well, I mean, he did kind of blindside him too. Like you're it's a visionist history. Kyrie just one day popped up and was like, I'm out. That is how it went down.
It's because of fucking LeBron, though, the way he's acted his whole career.
Okay. I guess.
We have different, and maybe that's different perspectives on it.
I think it's just a business versus like a winning thing. Like Dave thinks you should just
LeBron
stick around
go
in Cleveland
and win somewhere else. Like he go to the Rockets this offseason.
Okay.
Have a better chance of winning than with
then,
Kyrie.
Right, and that's fine. He probably will, and I'll trash him again for that.
And that's fine. Like if LeBron goes to another team that has a better chance of winning, you can absolutely say he just go into like the best, you know, the easiest place to win. But why would he not keep that option open?
For the millionth time. Because that's the situation now he's put himself in. Because he made no effort as the team leader, who not only is a team leader on the court, but makes every decision to make sure a top 10, I'd say maybe higher, player stayed with him in Cleveland.
Okay. I mean, I still, if I had a chance to control my destiny like that, I'd do it every time.
Right. And your team would implode.
Okay. And then he can get, guess what? He doesn't have a contract after this year, so it's not going to be a big deal.
I think it is a big deal if he jumps again.
I think that you think that his loyalty to Cleveland still means more than LeBron.
I think LeBron is done with Dan Gilbert.
To Miami and jumping again is everything that I expect from LeBron James.
I would not be shocked when he goes somewhere else this offseason.
Right.
But I also think that's a smart move to keep that option.
If Cleveland
open.
Was not his home, would you care? It was just another free agent destination.
No, if it wasn't the whole everything going back to Cleveland and I'm
But he
home,
already won the one title. Right.
Yeah,
like,
but
that's
I mean,
what he did.
One,
like he
one,
brought it to Cleveland one. And now he's moving on again.
Yeah, that to me, he's
more of a businessman than like a competitor player. Like
all right, fine.
Which
there
I have
go.
No problem.
I can live with that.
Right. Yeah, and I have no problem with like the state of the NBA. It feels like everyone's like that.
Yeah, then he shouldn't really preach the other side of it, which he kind of does.
Well, he did, yeah, with the comeback shit, yeah. And then he won the title.
Jason Kelce and the parade going on. Kelce's wearing some. I don't know what.
How about the Eagles parade just getting, like, they got outshined fast.
By the Cavs?
Yeah.
Between Dickgate and the Cavs,
well,
nobody cares about the Super Bowl.
None of our Philly guys are blogging it either. Luckily, we got, what is it, Devlin? Devlin, what are you calling yourself?
Big Click Nick.
Click Nick. Keeping up on the parade.
That outfit Jason Kelce's wearing is a mummer.
Mummers,
it's like
yeah.
They have a, it's like one of the longest parades in Philly.
Oh,
it's like from 1901 and everybody dresses up like that.
Yeah.
That's some
I mean, I liked him. I saw Kelce. I thought it was, I mean, it's hard for me to watch the parade, but he was singing that
Go
we're
birds.
From Philly and we.
Well, I loved it because it basically,
care,
like, if you flipped on the TV and saw that, you're like, that's exactly how a parade should go. Like, you don't know if the players or fans.
Right,
like it's just some dude dressed up, just
chugging
screaming
beers.
And yeah. Saying F words on TV.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, it's so seamless, it's perfect.
A lot of Big Dick Nick stuff. Other than that, I haven't seen anything too crazy. I mean, obviously, it's a huge crowd.
McPhillicuddy was good.
El Prez was
awesome.
Tough sign to see.
You loved it though.
No, I actually didn't.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd rather not be like the focal point of Philly right now.
I just have nothing to do with this parade. I keep having like thoughts like the game's still going.
Yes, I love it.
Like
I love it because you tried to downplay it so hard.
And you
the
had
other day
Dick
on radio.
You brought
and
up Dick
like,
Gates to kind of like
cover it up. Smitty is not talking about it anymore, so that's good. But like the first drive, the field goal, they ran the ball twice on like second and one, and third and one.
Brady missed the throw on that first drive.
When you sit there, we've done this a million times, where you sit there and replay all the dumb fucking things your team did. You never have to.
I mean,
deal with that.
Well, I will say it's. I mean, we couldn't stop them, so it's like it's not. If we played 100 times, I think it's like 50-50 in that game, but tough. The rundown is brought to you by keeps.com/barstool. First month treatment free. Keeps is the easiest way to keep your hair. Ouch. They offer the only two FDA-approved hair loss products for about $1 a day from the comfort of your couch. Go to keeps.com/barstool. Get your first month free. Keep hair today, hair tomorrow. Hair keeps.
You see the guy that who spread his grandfather's ashes at the parade?
Mm-hmm. No.
It wasn't just like a plastic bag.
Was it like hitting people in the face?
I mean, there wasn't like anybody. It probably did. It wasn't like directly, but he was just like pouring it out of a plastic bag.
How is Bud doing this free beer thing? I've seen people like coins, like
it's,
casino
chips. It's along the parade along route if you're at a bar.
You get one beer for free.
Got it.
Did that ashes video, was that actually taken by Mo? Because I think it might have been.
What? Like Mo beating all the other guys?
Mo was literally taking the video. Like he took the video of the guy. Did Mo take that video, Devlin? Of the guy spreading his ashes?
Yes, because I'm actually thinking when I like, you know, quote tweeted or whatever, it said like Tom Maurice on the video.
Yeah.
But I mean, that's just luck of the draw where you are at the parade.
Great luck.
Like,
that's great luck.
He just happened to be in front of that guy.
It's just also bad luck for us.
I haven't been following them on social. I don't know. Are our guys doing anything on social?
Like,
who?
I think they're making a video.
Yeah, but still, if you're making a video, you'd think you'd
Smitty,
see.
Smitty and Jordy are at the parade, like at the steps. They just got to the steps. I haven't seen any tweets.
No, that would be nothing. No. Interesting.
Big Click Nick has got it covered. Don't worry about it.
Big Click Nick.
Like, you would think, even if you're making a video, you'd see something during the course of the parade where you just pull out your phone and be like,
just take a picture.
Yeah, something just to be like, oh, the parade's happening.
But I don't know. We don't know. We need your criticism of Philly. We need like a week or two to know if it's real or if it's because the Patriots lost.
We can't tell if you're acting on emotion or if you're being logical.
I think you're still in emotion. You said yourself that you keep replaying the game.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of both.
I feel like I've earned my success where it's like, I mean, what? This guy.
I love it.
Romo.
It's such a pickle. Yeah. It's like all valid points by you, but also you're like, is this because you're still mad? But it's all valid points.
Same thing with Dick Gates. It's like you can never come on another trip ever again.
Valid
it's like,
points,
well, is that because that guy just beat you in the Super Bowl? Probably.
Like, I wish we could do like a different dimension where the Patriots won and just see how Dave like gives Smitty a raise and like.
It's like I don't want to bring it up. He's like, oh, watch the tape. It's like we didn't have your freak out on tape because it's like we didn't pick the camera up when whatever. Romo wants to play a PGA tournament. I have no problem with this. People freaking out.
This is golf nerds at their finest. Yeah. They did the same thing with Steph Curry. Like,
why
this
are people
is taking,
freaking out?
This is taking a valid golfer's spot.
Okay, like, and it's also adding like millions of eyeballs.
Absolutely. Yeah, right. And I believe, just to compare it to Curry again, I think Steph Curry like played well in the tournament. It's not like he just like completely stunk and missed the cut or whatever. So Romo's like a good golfer, right?
Right.
Yeah, very good. So
unless he finishes dead last.
Then it worked.
People are gonna watch.
I'd love to see Riggs in a tournament. That would be funny. I heard he's a real asshole on the court.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, he's like a crazy
asshole. On Mike and the Murder Dog,
pretty well known.
Cousin Riggs, the host, they said.
At the very least, Riggs is gonna golf with my dad.
He's a respect the game guy.
No, he has like freakouts. He has like meltdowns.
Oh, really?
But he says it's like 30 seconds at a time, and he'll like throw his putter, and then he like calms down.
I'd actually like to commentate Riggs and my Mike and the Murder Dog like force them. That would be pretty funny.
Riggs, do you drop your driver?
I have no comment.
Do you drop your driver? Dropping the driver is such a loser.
Riggs is getting Riggs is getting wise to the game. He's learned the Feidelberg ways. Like,
dropping
I'm not
your driver after
shit.
You swing and like you shank it and then just like go like
try
that
it with no caddy and just drop and walk away. And then the people like group behind you have to be like, drop your driver. People's the hamster. So this is a story Spirit Airlines. People's the hamster was flushed down the toilet because the
not
airline.
Not just a hamster, a
emotional support hamster. Because they said you can't bring the hamster on the airline. This girl, she said she tried to rent a car. That didn't work. She didn't know what to do with People's. So she just flushed him down the toilet.
The this options is, were to let the hamster go free or flush
I don't
it
like
down
letting
toilet.
The hamster go free because this is a pet hamster.
It dies slow death.
It doesn't know the rules of the jungle, so it's going to get killed
hamster,
by like a pigeon.
A hamster has a much better chance to survive in an airport where there's food and scraps
so.
And garbage.
Not
and
when you're a pet hamster.
Wait, I mean, are we talking about survival or like...
Survival.
Because, I mean, when you get flushed
no,
down the toilet,
pet
you,
hamster
you die.
Die in a second.
In a second.
You get stepped
no,
on.
No, no, no. When you get flushed down the toilet, you die in a second.
No, I
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but that's
but
a better
that's
way to
a better
die.
Way to go.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If we're
it's
talking
like
about
gun to your
survival
head
or just the clean
it's like
death.
A horse. It's like, oh, you got to put the horse on. Yeah. The hamster's going to be like thinking everyone likes him. People are going to be shooing him, probably get fucking raped by
I
a
think,
rat.
I think you are an enormous asshole if you have an emotional support hamster.
I don't think that's an asshole move.
I pretty much think if, unless you have like I think like a dog and I guess a cat are like the only acceptable pets in the world.
I don't know
when
why
you start getting into the weird like rodent animals. I think you're a weirdo. But if you do have one of those pets, you and you're a hamster person,
so
you can't fucking flush it down the toilet.
Well,
you have to
no,
stand your ground a little bit. Don't get on that flight.
Here's the real important part of the story. It's Spirit Airlines. Spirit Airlines, you write a contract when you buy a flight on Spirit Airlines. That you're gonna get the cheapest price possible, but you might have to flush your hamster down the toilet. Like, that's how it works.
There's actually fine print that says that.
I've flown on Spirit before. You lose all rights as a human being when you fly on Spirit Airlines, but it's a really cheap flight. So it's like a trade-off. You need to know when you click, like, purchase on that flight, it's like $99
well,
to go to Florida.
Wouldn't it also,
you're not a human for those
wouldn't
$3.
Wouldn't it also be like, well, you get $99, but you might also be next to a fucking hamster because we're just going to let anything go. Like why does Spirit Airlines have such high standards that a hamster can't be on a plane?
I have a hamster reservoir of knowledge. That
oh, yeah,
because
right.
I did the
yes,
hamster
that's
right.
Yes.
The hamster show, whatever that was. Hamsters aren't allowed to fly. It's like a blue law. So, like, I remember one of the judges from Oregon drove from Oregon to
that's why you were so mad at Kevin just there for saying, like, who cares about a hamster?
Well,
yeah,
because
you
have
no.
yeah,
a
little
yeah, bit
you,
of a... You, you
yeah,
appreciate...
No,
I thought that was actually gerbils, to be honest. I thought it was a gerbil affair that you went to.
So, it's the first Saturday in May. For a lot of people, that means it's the Kentucky Derby. For Barstool Sports and people who know they're gerbils... It means it's the World Gerbil Show. Do you gerbils. Think do you think the gerbils are aware that they're being judged right now?
To be honest, I don't think
don't.
They do.
I always wonder that with
have a tiny brain. Compared to a horse, you know,
yeah.
that's a much
yeah.
bigger brain. Now
yeah.
I don't know, I'm not an expert on horses or even on gerbils, but
you seem like an expert on gerbils.
Well, I suppose relative to
I
some.
Guess it's all relative of me, in right? It? That gerbil looks like it knows it's showtime right now.
And those are different. It's a gerbil.
Oh,
okay. It was a gerbil. So you don't even have respect for the animal to know the difference, sir.
Is there a difference? I'm pretty sure there's
I mean, there's two different names.
I think there's
two different names.
One has a long tail, and
it,
like, runs.
Gerbil's like a rat.
Yeah.
It's like a little, like,
no. Hamster and gerbils are the same thing.
No, gerbils
wait,
have
YP?
A tail.
YP's our animal guy.
Like a long tail. I used to have one. Long tail, and they're kind of like... rat looking, like rat mousy looking, and the hamsters are cuddly and furry and fluffy, and
right,
they're not
well,
as
then
intense.
I don't know, maybe they're not. I don't know, rodents. I don't know if it's a rodent law. I don't know what's going on.
I feel like they're the same thing.
And
it's like a shark and a fish.
No, those
same
are pretty
thing.
Different, I think.
No, those are the same thing.
And when do they tell you you can't bring it through? If it's Spirit, can't, like, are.
Don't you just fucking throw your hamster
can't
in a bag and bring it on?
Smuggle this thing
yeah.
on?
Why were you even like here? I'm checking
she
my
probably,
hamster.
Probably, yeah, she declared her hamster. That was a big mistake.
Because it was an emotional support hamster. She probably thinks it's like a human.
But seriously, the end of the story is just if you want to keep your hamster alive, don't fly Spirit.
Yeah,
it's really easy.
Last one up, Twitter.
The money she saved though, she could buy like 10 hamsters.
10 hamsters.
Yeah.
Twitter. This is just a shout out to the Roman curse, because Twitter's up to like $35 today.
Oh, you've been
turned the first profit
oh.
ever. 12 years.
But you yeah. don't have a lot of Twitter stock anymore.
Exactly.
It's the Roman curse.
Got it. Oh, okay. I thought you were saying the Roman curse is
exactly.
being proven wrong.
No, the Roman curse just like suddenly Twitter's up.
And
like,
Bitcoin's down.
Bitcoin's I don't even know what Bitcoin's at.
Bitcoin's at like $6,000.
Yeah, Bitcoin, I mean
where'd
that,
you buy it at?
That was like $6,000.
You bought it at six? I thought you bought it at like 10.
No, I bought six, kept buying it, but I bought my biggest check. That was the most obvious Lewis scam of all time. Yeah.
That Lewis was like, going to be clinching to that shit until it's
crypto
like
for life.
We're going to get the bounce
but
back.
But he made money on it off all of us, tricking us. And then we got a fucking Bitcoin Marty down
Yeah, Bitcoin Marty writes the ads now. No, Bitcoin Marty was going to retire.
Bitcoin Marty is like whiteboard Marty now. Food stamps right in our fucking
shit. I remember when Bitcoin was at like 16,000, I like said to Marty, I was like, how are you going to, like, if it goes to like 20, what are we looking at? He's like, oh, I'll retire. We're like, okay. And then it just fucking went down. Now he's right in the ads.
Bitcoin Marty and Lewis were saying it was going to 100.
I mean, there was that one guy who said he'd suck his own dick if it doesn't go to 500,000.
I have a Bitcoin, so I shouldn't be laughing.
It's the biggest Ponzi scheme since Madoff, run by Lewis Roberts. It's a fucking joke.
When he was in Mini, he was talking about how much money he lost in the crypto crash, and he was like, so now I'm just back to thotting it up with Portnoy.
Dude, that clip, that's
he's like, I lost 100 grand in crypto, so I'm thotting it up.
That stool scenes clip of him running around just screaming at people in his underwear was so fucking funny.
Dude, it was great.
He's just losing his mind.
No violation there.
All right, that's the rundown. We got anything post? No.
No, Rough and Rowdy. Make sure you buy it.
Rough and Rowdy, buy it. It's coming up. It's a week from...
What's this?
You got flip-flops?
They sent flip-flops? I got to say something. I hate flip-flops. I don't know who made this. I apologize to whoever made this.
I know who that is. Like, this is the same company that's been trying to get me to move
I hate
those
all flip-flops.
For 5 years.
I think flip-flops are great.
I hate those flip-flops.
Like boat shoes?
I slide.
Yeah, boat shoes are fine.
What do you wear to the beach?
I'll wear boat shoes.
The worst.
With no socks.
Is that what those are, Carver?
Flip-flops.
Eye slides.
I don't
those
know what it is. Maybe it's because I have weird toes.
No, they're the worst.
These my are, big toe and my second
yeah.
toe
you yeah, well, you're
have
like
a huge gap.
The worst dressed person in the
you
universe.
You have a huge gap between your big toe and middle and your second toe? That's tough because then you can't wear like the,
right.
the actual sandals.
So I can't wear
these
the,
are like,
that's pretty
maybe
big
if you wear those in a dorm.
So you're like sliding.
So I, yeah, I'm not a big flip-flop guy. I just always thought it was kind of gross.
I like flip-flops. Those I hate.
It's a weird look.
Sorry.
I might actually become a Birkenstock guy now that I'm saying
Oh
that.
My God. You know, you should be a
fucking
Teva
go,
guy.
Yeah, like the Jesus sandals?
Yeah.
That might be my look of the summer.
With like the straps around the
those
back.
Are, no, yeah. Those are yeah, tough like, to come back from. All right, that's the rundown.
Tevas with socks might be my new look.